No, I don't know as we ever did for the kitchen knives. I don't think we ever used the kitchen knives on those homes.
Did you have anything like that in the kitchen to show?
Oh, nothing but just little rocks or something like that. And they used to have, some people use these here, they have these here sticks, metal sticks, with kind of a edge on it that you could run a knife up and down. You know, they use that in the market a whole lot. These fellas work in the meat market. But we never did. We never did have many sharp knives in the kitchen. You know, always do.
So that you might have a rock or something?
Oh, yeah, you'd have a rock. And then we finally got to where you can buy them, the old things that you could run the knife through and sharpen the edge of it. We never did have too good a way to sharpen our knives in the kitchen. Never did have too good a knives in the kitchen. A lot of the time. Well, of course, now we got to where we'd take those little old files and hog killing, so I'm not going to have to do a lot of meat sharpening and sharpen with a file. Of course, I don't recommend a fire too much for knives. It wears it down pretty fast, you know, a regular fire does, but it beats nothing sometimes.
Do you ever hear anything like a wet rock or something?
Oh, yeah, wet rock, that's what I'm talking about. They used to keep some wet rock in the pocket, you know. And then we used to sharpen our knives, our kitchen knives, on a grindstone a lot. It's pretty good. Turn the stone and put a little water on it and run your knife on it and sharpen it real sharp on a grindstone. And you can have a piece of a grindstone in the kitchen and just, a lot of the women, my wife, use them a lot, just an old piece of an old grindstone, any kind of an old stone, and just take a knife and just whet it up and down on that and put a little edge on it, you know. There's just a lot of ways you can do it that'll help. It's not the best way, but it'll help. And you know, my wife used to make her own soap. I never told you about that. But she used to make her own soap that she used at home.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's kind of two kinds that they'd make. She said she finally got to making that last that she got to make. She didn't even have to cook it or nothing. If she had clear grease, if she had good clear cream, clean grease, she could mix some lye with it and make a solution, mix some water with a lye and put the lye in the grease. And that soap would harden, and she could use it to wash clothes or wash your floors, anything you wanted to wash with, you know, lye soap. And she'd take a bunch of old meat scraps, old scraps of lard scraps and old tallow and stuff like that, and cook the old grease out of it and put lye with it and make lye soap. It is a little strong. It wasn't too good a bathing soap because it's just a little bit strong, but you could use it for bathing, but it was just a little bit strong.
What would you use it for?
Washing your floors, you know, scrubbing your floor and stuff like that. And she washed her clothes with lye soap there for long years and years. She washed clothes with lye soap. A lot of people use it, lye soap, for washing clothes. And that around the household, you know.
You say you use grease?
Grease, make it out of grease and lye. And I can remember far back enough that an old aunt of mine made her own lye.
Made her own lye?
Made her own lye.
How did she do that?
Had an ash bin, sit right outside the kitchen. Use oak ashes, take all of her ashes out of the fireplace and in the stove and put in this ash bin and put water on it. And the water would create the lye and the ashes and the drip. Had a drip place under there and catch that, and that is a lot.
Hmm.
And make the soap out of it too. I mean, she didn't have to buy nothing. She didn't have to do a thing in the world but burn wood and make ashes and make her soap. Ain't Molly Baker. I mean, I've seen her old ash bin there. She had a big old ash bin get it right across this living room and 4 or 5 foot high. It holds 500 or 600 pounds of ashes at a time. But now my wife never did do that. She made her own soap.
And just buy the lye.
Buy the lye and make the own soap. Put the lye in the soap, make the soap. And it's pretty soap too. It'd be just as firm and pretty, white looking. If it is good, nice, clear grease, it'd be just as white and firm and pretty. It saved a lot. We didn't hardly buy nothing. You know what I mean? We just didn't. We were so far to go to town and far from town and had to go in a wagon a lot of the time, and it just. And back those days, people just didn't have money to buy stuff with, you know.